Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Sierra Leone Foreign Affairs and Diplomacy Commitments. 25 Key Questions on the SLPP's 2018 Manifesto and its 2023 Achievements. By the Sierra Leone Live Team. Greetings, citizens of Sierra Leone. We are embarking on a collective journey of accountability and transparency, crucial pillars of our vibrant democracy. Today, we present to you a series of questions drawn directly from the Sierra Leone People's Party's, SLPP, 2018 Manifesto on Foreign Affairs and Diplomacy. The essence of these questions is to facilitate a robust assessment of our government's performance against the pledges it made. We've distilled the manifesto's commitments into 25 key, yes, or, no, questions, each corresponding to specific promises made in 2018. We encourage you to consider each question carefully, referring to public records, media reports, and your personal perceptions of the country's trajectory over the past 5 years. These questions serve as a tool for active citizen engagement and promote critical reflection on the path our nation has taken under the current government. Foreign policy. Manifesto quote. Elaborate a new robust foreign policy for Sierra Leone with a clearly focused reorientation that will de-emphasize dependence on foreign aid in favor of promoting favorable development and trade relations. Was a new, robust foreign policy elaborated for Sierra Leone? Were efforts made to de-emphasize dependence on foreign aid? Were favorable development and trade relations promoted? Restructuring of the Foreign Ministry. Manifesto quote. Restructure the Foreign Ministry to fully reflect the new national policy objectives. Was the Foreign Ministry restructured to reflect new national policy objectives? Professionalism in the Foreign Ministry. Manifesto quote. Take appropriate measures to introduce professionalism in the Foreign Ministry by injecting and maintaining the highest degree of careerism, starting with the recruitment and training of very high-caliber personnel as diplomats. Were appropriate measures taken to introduce professionalism in the Foreign Ministry? Was there an emphasis on the recruitment and training of high-caliber personnel as diplomats? Evaluation of foreign embassies. Manifesto quote. Evaluate our foreign embassies and missions for rehabilitation, upgrading, and revitalizing. Were foreign embassies and missions evaluated for rehabilitation, upgrading, and revitalization? Performance criteria for consular personnel. Manifesto quote. Screen and evaluate all consular personnel and introduce performance criteria consistent with national development outcomes. Was there screening and evaluation of all consular personnel? Were performance criteria introduced that were consistent with national development outcomes? Support for research and documentation. Manifesto quote. Support research and documentation to equip foreign ministry personnel with quality information at all times. Was there support for research and documentation in the Foreign Ministry? Language proficiency training. Manifesto quote. Support training schemes to enable our diplomats acquire second and third language proficiencies. Were training schemes supported to enable diplomats to gain additional language proficiency? Representation and performance in ECOWAS and O. Manifesto quote. Raise the level of representation and performance in the organs of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the African Union, O, and maintain full commitment for the domestication of all relevant international treaties and protocols. Was the level of representation and performance in ECOWAS and the O raised? Were commitments maintained for the domestication of all relevant international treaties and protocols? Commitments to international organizations. Manifesto quote. Maintain and strengthen national commitments to the Commonwealth, Non-Aligned Movement and the United Nations and all other multilateral organizations. Were national commitments to the Commonwealth maintained and strengthened? Were national commitments to the Non-Aligned Movement maintained and strengthened? Were national commitments to the United Nations and other multilateral organizations maintained and strengthened? Policy approach with the European Union post-Brexit. Manifesto quote. Taking into account Brexit, develop a new development and foreign policy approach with the European Union. Was a new development and foreign policy approach with the European Union developed, considering Brexit? General performance and accountability. Was there transparency in the execution of foreign policy? Were the actions of the foreign ministry in alignment with the national policy objectives? Was the performance of the consular personnel satisfactory? Was the efficiency and effectiveness of the diplomatic service improved? Were there improvements in the overall professionalism and competence in the foreign ministry? Was there significant growth in Sierra Leone's international relations? Were there any significant challenges encountered in implementing the manifesto's goals? Overall, was the New Direction 2018 manifesto effectively implemented in terms of foreign affairs and diplomacy? Thank you for taking the time to take part in this important exercise of democratic accountability. Your involvement is vital in shaping the political discourse and ensuring that our leaders remain true to their commitments. It is your attention, your questions, and your votes that drive our nation forward. We appreciate your active participation, and we thank you for your ongoing commitment to the growth and development of Sierra Leone. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message by using our Contact Us form, and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site on your social media channels. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world since 1999.